Welcome back to Empathic Explorations. I am your host and coach, Nikki. Today we're going to be talking about how to just let it go. And it's not so much of a conceptual idea or how to exactly let things go, but it's more about being at peace with the situation. And that drives home the narrative to just let it go. So this is a safe space. We are intentional here, how we take space and how we make space for each other. I recognize by the time this pod is released that it doesn't even really matter how many views the pod gets, as long as it gets to you, the one that the message was sent for. Then my heart is glad, because you're the one that I come to meet. So today we're going to be talking about letting go. I think letting go is a part of everyone's lived experience at some point. I think we can agree on that. At some point, we are going to experience having to let go of something, a situation, someone. And so I think what's coming up for me now, what I'm seeing in front of me, is a tree. And I love nature. I think trees are storytellers and the true storytellers. Where I reside, there are these really tall trees, and I imagine they're way older than I am. And when I look at them at the park or on a trail, sort of like put my hands on them, because there's so much history. And the ironic thing is that papers, I believe it's made from trees. And we use that to write stories. And I just thought that was so ironic, that the true story tellers, which are the trees, we use to make paper to write our stories on. But when I look at the trees and I observe the trees, in certain seasons, the leaves on the tree, they shed, they fall. Even an evergreen tree still sheds. And so once I looked at that, I was like, okay, this is showing me something. And what was so profound about this whole reference point about the trees, if you'll give me the space to explain and expound on this, is that in certain seasons, the leaves are falling. In the summer, those leaves are alive and healthy. But in certain seasons, they begin to fall. But you don't ever see that tree, the root, trying to pick those leaves back up and attach them back. I know it's very comical, but you don't ever see the tree trying to pick up these leaves to put them back on. It's almost like a shedding, a letting go. And that's what we're talking about today. And then the wind comes and it drives these leaves away. And then in due season, that same tree began to bear new leaves, new fruits. And that's very profound to me from where I'm looking from, because I really think that we have the same process. It just happens differently. So I think letting go is a part of everyone's lived experience. And accepting the situation or the circumstance, accepting what it is pivotal to letting go. You've heard me, if you've listened to the other pods, you've heard me talk about acceptance and how it's a key that unlocks any door. And so here's something where when it comes to letting go, we must first accept the circumstance or the situation. If it's someone, you have to accept where they are as opposed to who they are. It could be a family member, and you need to let go of that relationship with that family member. It's not so much of who they are, it's where they are. Maybe it's very disruptive in your life. The experience that you're having with this person, the experience you're having with the situation or the circumstance. It could be your job. It could be your job. It could be a relationship. Deep within your heart, what your situation is and what this podcast is speaking to right now. And that's the beauty about the space that makes it so safe, that no one that's listening knows your situation. You are unique, and so is your situation. So as you allow me in your ears, it's such a blessing that I can be talking to you directly, as well as talking to a collective audience. So you know your situation. And here's where I want to talk about the growth that comes with letting go, the transcendence, because I made reference to the trees, and in due season, they bring forth new fruits, new leaves, new flowers, dependent on the tree. And so in their season, when it's time to bring forth newness, a new day, so there is a growth that happens to us once we've transcended and moved on, once we've let go. There's a growth that happens there. I really want to talk about and get a little bit deeper into that letting go part that seems, oh God, I can't let go. It seems to me that because there's some sort of attachment there, maybe history with the circumstance, the person, the situation, letting go for me, there's many times, many stories in my own lives that I've had to let go. And I remember at one point where letting go for me felt so much like a loss, like someone's debt. And it was so intense. I think that's a better word. It was so intense. And that kept me prisoner in that space where I know I should let go, but there's such a rich identity to the situation or the circumstance that it was very hard for me to just rip that Band-Aid off. And so here's where I want to meet you in this conversation. And really just offer, letting go is really being at peace with the situation. So let me say this again. Letting go is really being at peace with the situation, not trying to change the situation or to fix the situation. Letting go is really being at peace with the situation. Meeting the person, if it's a person, where they are, as I said before, it's not who they are, it's where they are. And where they are, if it's not serving you or it's becoming disruptive in your life, then it's time to let them go. Because if you've created boundaries and those boundaries are being disrespected over and over again, and you've decided it's time for me to let this go, but you can't really do it because there's such a story here between you and the situation or the person or the circumstance, I offer you this. Be at peace with it. And then you say, well, Nikki, how am I going to be at peace with this? Well, let's look together a little bit here. When, for example, there was a situation in my life where the connection was very disruptive for me. There was no growth in this connection. There's no growth in the connection at all. And so for me to move forward in life, it didn't mean that I had to totally block the person or totally just completely try to forget about the person. What I recognize is that I had to accept the person for who they are. And once I accepted that, I wasn't accepting what they brought to the relationship. I saw them for where they were, as opposed to who they are. So in letting go, I wasn't angry, beloveds. Because the disruption in that relationship is that this person would promote a space of anger for me, and I no longer wanted to be in that space. And for some of you listening, you might be in a situation where the anger has turned into abuse, an abusive situation. So I say to you, let it go. You have to make peace with knowing that it's really not you. It's the situation not serving you. And if I could use this phrase, walking away from it is a way of letting go. But when you're walking away from it, don't bring the disruption with you. Don't bring the pain. Because if you bring the pain from that situation with you, you didn't let it go. I hope you can see this. If you bring the pain, the anger, whatever way that situation did not serve you, if you walk away with that energy, you really haven't let the situation go. I hope you see this. And sometimes when we walk away with the anger from the situation, there's a need to revisit the situation because you're still angry. There's a need to revisit the situation because you're still in pain. By accepting what it is and being at peace with the situation, you are now able to let go and walk into a new season. There's a story where Jesus was talking to his disciples and he said, if they don't receive you, shake the dust from off your feet. And I thought that was very interesting that Jesus would use that reference. The very lowest of extremities, shake the dust from off your feet and move on. So when we're in certain spaces that don't serve us, it's not really for us to return the same energy that's not serving us. It's for us to shake the dust off our feet and move forward. So, the depths of letting go is if you're still carrying the anger, the pain, the dust on your feet from the situation, shake that off and let it go. I think the takeaway for me here is when you're letting go, do it in peace. Don't carry resentment with you, because if you carry the resentment with you, you're not transcending. You're not growing. And the space here is for us to transform our pain, transcend our traumas. These feels of forgiveness, sometimes they can be very narrow, very narrow. And there's a forgiveness in letting go. There's a peace in letting go. There's a surrender in letting go. And what I'm pointing you to is yourself, your true self. Surrender into that. Like I said, letting go is a part of everyone's lived experience. Letting go can come up as being a loss. And as I'm speaking right now, a new baby is being born and someone is dying. So in this ever-changing world, everything is coming and going. And as it's coming and going, we have to let it go. So whatever your situation is, as you're listening to this podcast, this pod, and you feel trapped or entangled, and you don't know how to let go, be at peace with the situation. Accept it for what it is. And you'll find that the process of letting go becomes a little easier, as opposed to it being very traumatic and very dramatic. I hope you find some substance in the words that I had to release today to you. I hope you find some comfort in them. Letting go is being at peace with the situation. I thank you for listening.